Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Boomer was extra energized this morning. He actually stopped by my office before the show. Usually I see him when we're getting the makeup done, but he came in even before that. Hey, how you doing? And then you came back to me and you said, hey, those are the greatest sports minutes I've ever done. And I'm not exaggerating this at all. And then he walked in and said, hey, Al. Hey, Jerry. So I think I know what's going on. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. How you doing today?
I am doing great today.
And I have to tell you that the reason I'm doing great today, and you know why, I didn't get much sleep last night because I was so excited with the Ranger performance last night. This is 3 years in a row where they've hit the 100-point mark. They are right now the best team in the entire NHL. They have the most points, the most wins. I'm not worried about the President's Trophy. I'm really not. I don't really care. Nobody cares about that stuff.
Yeah, we do here because this is 10 straight years.
It's a curse.
Yeah, it is. It's a full-blown curse.
Here's the thing. You guys could say it's a curse. I don't care. I'm just telling you right now.
It is.
This season in particular, the last couple seasons were really good, a little surprising, a little disappointing last year the way it ended against the Devils.
You know who was the best last year?
Yeah.
The Bruins. They set an NHL record for the most points.
I know that.
And what happened?
And they lost.
In the first round.
Yes, I know.
To the Panthers, the 8th seed.
And the thing about it is that it is a bitch. The NHL playoffs are a bitch, and we all know that.
All I'm saying is just have another team.
You know, just have one more point.
That's all I'm saying. You don't want the President's Trophy.
You don't want that because it's a first round match.
You shut up.
With the Capitals.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And you know what happens then?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Ding dong. Who is it?
Yeah.
Alex Ovechkin with a broom.
Yeah.
My ass. Wednesday games, any concerns about health?
We have not seen any elevation of injuries. We have had a major focus on Thursday night when we first put it in, and we've still not seen any kind of elevation of injuries. So I think we have this down.
I don't know. I can't believe that teams are going to play on Sunday and then turn around and play on
Wednesday.
It'll
be Saturday, Wednesday.
So it'll be Saturday.
The four teams involved will absolutely be playing Saturday games.
Okay. All right. I didn't realize that.
That is the
but
one
even
thing
that is clear. Still.
It's like
that
the Sunday, Thursday.
Season, man.
So they're going to have to play each other. And then, you know what I mean? Like if there's only four teams playing Saturday and four teams playing Christmas.
Well, there'll have to be more games on Saturday.
Oh, I see.
Because they do those Saturday games the college, in between the college bowl season or whatever. But yeah, you're going to have more games now, I guess, on Saturday. You're going to have to.
Yeah, you might have them during the day. It used to just be Saturday nights, you know?
Yeah.
Or the four teams that play on Saturday will be the four teams that play on Wednesday, but they'll just play each.
They rotate?
Yeah, but I mean, if that works. You know what I'm saying? They have to. The opponents don't always line up the way that you want them to.
You want to call the man with knowledge?
Well, we also
knowledge would know.
We also reported this morning. Al has a source that told him it will be Jets Niners on Christmas Day, so we can have the green and the red.
So my sources within the organization.
Your facial expression is tremendous.
Reports have it that the Washington Commanders at number two are very, very interested in J.J. McCarthy.
And
by the way,
the
Giants met with J.J. McCarthy last week.
Yeah, no, I know. And that is something that, I mean, I said a couple weeks ago that it feels like that is a possibility for the Giants to have a semi-repeat of what happened with Daniel Jones. You know, a guy who is very similar to Eli Manning and Daniel Jones and has that type of personality and he now is the next one to set them back. Now, Eli didn't, of course, but Daniel Jones did without being able to stay healthy and everything else.
I don't know why you feel that way about J.J. McCarthy. I've watched this film and everything. He looks...
Nobody was talking about this guy being a top five pick until Jim Harbaugh and then the combine and then out of nowhere, guys, like Zach Wilson, out of nowhere, all of a sudden they're a top five pick.
All I'm saying is that he knows the kid better than anybody. And I told you, going back to high school, I think he's lost a total of three games in games in which he was the starting quarterback. The guy is a winner. He may have a personality trait that is amazing. And that when you do sit down and you talk to the young man, you say to yourself, wow, this kid is really all in about football. In other words, he's not driving a Maybach, you know, at Michigan. He's not flashing his gold diamond watch to the fans in the stands.
Yeah.
That he is a guy that you could trust is going to come in and is going to be, you know, all in. It's going to be all about ball. It's all going to be about, you know, learning and being the best leader you could be. So we don't understand what kind of leader he was at Michigan, and maybe that's what Jim Harbaugh is talking about, and maybe that's why he was raving about him as much as he was when he ended up taking the San Diego job. And he said, hey, right after the combine, everybody's going to know who this kid is, and there is a special trait that, you know, that you're looking for in these quarterbacks. And maybe that's where he excels.
To support my point that the J.J. McCarthy out of nowhere thing is real, I'm going to go back to just January. Like, it's not that long ago, right? January 21st.
Right, yes.
So Daniel Jeremiah, who is part of the NFL Network's draft coverage,
yep,
he is on
very
there.
Well,
he is,
yes, very good.
He is there. He is there. Mel Kiper.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So in his first mock draft in the new year,
okay.
So he's seen J.J. McCarthy play just about every game. So this was January 21st, so obviously he'd seen him in the national championship game already too. So he's seen him play every single game. Now the combine hasn't happened at this point, and his pro day hasn't happened.
And I don't know this answer, but has Daniel Jeremiah ever met J.J. McCarthy, ever been in a meeting room with J.J. McCarthy, ever been in a locker room with J.J. McCarthy? Has he ever made halftime adjustments with J.J. McCarthy?
Has he done that with Caleb Williams, who he has number one? I don't know. I don't know how many people. His evaluation process is his evaluation
The reason I say this is because Jim Harbaugh, who obviously is going to support J.J. McCarthy, basically has been through all of those things. And I think it's one of the reasons, you know, if J.J. McCarthy turns out to be a bust, you know, Jim Harbaugh is going to be laughed at.
Not if he's winning with the Chargers. He's not going to be laughed at. If he takes that team to the playoffs and he's sitting there, he's not laughed at right now. As a lot of people think he's pumping up J.J. McCarthy's values who he can get whatever wide receiver he wants.
Yeah, I mean, that could be part of it. But I also think that he won a national championship. The kid came to Michigan. I'm sure that,
Let me finish the point.
All right,
I'm sorry. The point is that on January 21st, Daniel Jeremiah, who is a well-respected draft guy, doesn't even have J.J. McCarthy going in the first round at all.
Okay.
Not even in the first round.
Now, where does he have him now?
His latest mock draft?
Yeah.
But that's based on football. The point is that none of the other crap after it happened. So, like, this is all my evaluation of them going into the NFL playing football. So what his mock draft could be now could be his non-opinions of things, of who could go, but rather what people are saying. Opening day tomorrow should be called and canceled by the end of today in the afternoon. The weather looks absolutely terrible. It looks like it's going to rain most of the day. Friday, albeit windy, will be sunny and in the mid-50s. But if you, you know, look at the hourly, which I believe you are doing right now.
I am on weather.com right now, yes.
It does not look pretty for first pitch
being 1 o'clock. So game time's like 1:30 or whatever?
Yeah.
1:30 would be 50 degrees and rain.
And the percentage of rain is 97%
or something? 97%, yeah. And the 97% doesn't drop until around 3 o'clock when it's 52 degrees and it's still raining at 82%. It's going to be a very uncomfortable, kind of ugly day.
Yeah, there's really no reason to do it. I mean, I understand it would have been the first game that was being played, right? Because it was in the afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of cool. But you can't. You just call the game.
Yeah, enough. If you go to Friday, it gets drier and it's partly cloudy and it's in the 40s early in the morning. Probably get up to about 55 Friday afternoon, and you could do it then, and everybody could have a great Friday night.
Yeah,
and go right into Saturday.
It would be perfect. That's why they build in that off day, the day after opening day, so you have your opening day. But I mean, I have been to a lot of opening days. I believe Brian Rascona, who works here, has been to every single one of the opening days since he's been alive. So a lot of people make it a tradition. Don't put those fans through that. They want to go there early. They take it off of work. A lot of them like the tailgate. It's just, don't make them go to the stadium and sit there for a game that's not going to be played. We go through this every
Friday where everybody can have fun.
And just call it now. Why don't you just call it now? I mean, we're close enough to the thing, right? We're close enough to the extended forecast. And we're talking about a little more than 24 hours away.
Yeah, we're probably about 28 hours away right now.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's close enough, is it not?
I would think. I mean, weather.com is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like what it looks like outside today.
You know what's funny? I feel like the weather.com is where I go as well, but I feel like AccuWeather is more positive with their forecast. Every time I want a better forecast, I'll go to AccuWeather. So let me just take a look.
I don't know why you have to go to AccuWeather.
It just says, like, I don't know. Usually says better. And I know if AccuWeather says it's going to be bad, that it's definitely going to be bad.
The Boomer and Geo Monstecker 2021 7 Gen BGAD JREC Megastorm Apocalyptic Doppler Panic Storm Tracking Nerve Racking 660 1019 High Frequency Radar System.
Yep.
So I told you we got the best here.
I think 1010 Wind stole that from us, though. And they, let's see, all right, so Thursday, yeah. And they got 91% chance of rain. Could be ponding on the roadways.
Oh, ponding.
Ponding. So there's, I mean, if AccuWeather's saying that it's going to be 91% chance of rain, then it's raining. Because that's just, so I'll go to tomorrow hourly just to make sure. One o'clock, 2 o'clock. And it is, what do they say? Jerry's a big AccuWeather guy because he's off-brand Jerry. See, they actually only have 49% at 1 o'clock and 66% at 2. So they're a little more positive about it. A little more positive. But it all depends on which one of these systems.
But there's nothing worse than sitting there like in a mist and cold and windy and rainy. I mean, the next day is going to be windy, but it's going to be sunny.
Yeah. So just move it. Move it now. If I were to Mets in Major League Baseball, who makes a call on that? Major League Baseball make the call on it?
Dude, how many times do we go over this?
I don't know. I'm asking. What? You brought it up. You had the weather in front of you. Don't get mad at me for bringing it up. You brought it.
Yeah, but you're asking me. I believe it's the home team.
Okay, all right. I don't know. You said how many times you got over it. If we went over it that much, we would have known the answer, right?
Just be smart and treat your fans with respect.
Yeah, that's all.